Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival. I'm Angelo Cerbi and I'm here with Thomas Rudroff, director of Fiebre Austral in the Orizzonti section. Good morning.
Good morning.
You choose a very difficult set for your story. You choose to shot it in the Chilean mountains in a very cold and lonely and lonesome place.
Yeah, it is in the middle of the Andes. It's like the most isolated place in the Andes, actually. It's in the middle of Chile and Argentina.
Why did you choose this location?
Well, the film is about this like very weird relationships that develop between this woman and this child. And I thought it was not so believable that these relationships could develop in in a city, for example.
In a regular place.
Yeah. So I think that when you set it in this isolated and confined place, you lose the references of what is normal in society, and very weird things can happen, and things can twist in some unexpected.
So do you think that isolation and solitude can work on your perception of what is correct, which is in itself a weird thing, because society tells us what is correct or not?
Yeah, it's like how ethics, I think, work. It's a social thing, and when you don't have that reference, I think things can twist.
For our audience, the film is about this woman who lives with this kid in this isolated, and a friend of this kid is wounded in a hunting, and I wouldn't know. I mean, he's wounded.
It's wounded, yeah.
And he has to stay in the woman's house to be cured. And there's this weird relationship developing between this kid and this woman. And the very subtlety of your film is that you never go too far, but still you create some kind of discomfort in the audience. I mean, we are expecting something not correct, and then we have to ask ourselves why is not correct.
Yeah, of course. Know? Yeah, to add something.
Oh yeah,
this wound, they somehow this woman and this kid discovered that this wound produces some kind of pleasure. Mm. So it should produce pain, probably. So I was wondering about this limit between pleasure and pain, and why we can't relate with pleasure from the pain, or relate with pain to pleasure. I'm not sure. I think the body can go way beyond what we do with the body normally.
Yeah, it's true that if I can say, disturbing thing is not the wound itself, but the relationship between this adult woman and this adolescent kid. And have you ever thought of the risk of telling the story?
Yeah, of course. There was it is politically in some very thin limits, I think. But at the same time, I think the female desire is not very represented in films.
Mm,
and,
you're right.
And that is a political statement that I wanted to put in this film. And the female desire of a middle-aged or older woman is less represented in films. It is in this thin...
A thin line.
Line, but we worked a lot in being over the line and not trespassing too much to any of the sides.
Which are your film references and film idols, if you have any?
It's funny because most of the people that talk with me about this film always think that our main reference is Cronenberg.
Mm-hmm. Because of the wooden thing?
Yeah, because of this body being very doing weird things. I think my main reference is Tsai Ming-liang. Mm-hmm. The director from Taiwan. He's I like how he treats very difficult themes, difficult themes, and he works with these like magical environments and like atmospheric and these atmospheric pursuits that make these themes work in very interesting ways and make things happen in with these themes that are not like a political statement about this theme, but like a big reflection that happens in the audience about these themes.
I mean, how difficult and how influential was shooting that location in for your film? Did you have to?
It was very influential because we shot it with not a lot of budget. So it was very, very cold. It was like minus 22 degrees over there. And I was going crazy. Like this thing of losing the references happened to me as well when I was shooting the film. So it was very influential.
And did you manage to use this influence that you, in a way, the you didn't think about before?
I think that during the shooting I was like in a crisis. I was not thinking that I was using it for anything, but during the editing process I like discovered that some not very good decisions that maybe I took in the shooting ended up being very useful for the editing. So.
Okay, so at the end of the day, it was worth it.
Yeah.
It was worth it. Okay, so thank you very much to Thomas Woodruff, director of Fiebre Australe in the section Orizzonte here at Venice. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
I'm Angela Cerbi for Fred Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.